Almighty and everlasting God, we come to you this morning, God, thanking you for who you are to us, God, through us, for us. God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, God. You will finish a good work that you have started within us, God. Father, I commit this community of women to you, God. Father, we come against the spirit of disobedience, God. Whatever it is that is plaguing us right now, whatever it is that is embedded within our hearts, whatever darkness, God, is preventing us from stepping into your light, from becoming and transforming into the women that you have called us to be, God. Father, we want to speak against it even now. Reveal it to us, God, and cleanse us within the same breath, God, because only you can purify us, God. Father, there are women today in this community, God, who are feeling ashamed of what you have revealed. They are feeling saddened by what you have revealed. There are some that are fearful of what you will reveal, God. But any revelation that is from you, God, is so important. It is critical on this journey. Father, we can only expect it to unite us, God. We want to be one with you. And Father, whatever the devil is trying to fight against right now, God, we ask that you just protect us. Put a hedge around us so that we can continue to push through, so that we can continue to dig deep, so that we can put down the tools of disobedience, God, and take up your tools for war, God. Put on your armor, God, so that we can just continue to blossom, so that we can evolve into who you have called us to be. You have blessed us, God. You have ordained us for a good work. You have anointed us for something special, God. And our disobedience continues to separate us from that reality. And so, God, we speak against the disobedience. We stop owning it, God. We separate ourselves from that even now, so that we can just walk in faith and trust you in this process. Father, continue to just, you know, cover us. Give us your blessing. Favor us, God. Great is your faithfulness, God. Morning by morning, God, new mercies we see. And God, we are seeing new mercies even now. We are forgiven, God. We are not condemned. There is no shame. There is no pain. We are free, God, to be who you have called us to be. So Father, just bless each and everyone in this chat. You know them by name. You know them by nature. You know how you have created them and designed them, God. And we pray even now that they will come to know you by name, know you by nature, and we all become one in Christ. Thank you, God. Continue to work with us. Continue to bless us. We pray all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.